Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the colorful world of Skittles. Skittles brings you a jolt of five fruity flavors in every bite, giving you the chance to taste the rainbow like never before. Break free from the ordinary day-to-day with the help of Skittles chewy candy. Skittles is a must in my candy jar, movie snack, even my secret, so an afternoon pick-me-up. And I don't even care who knows it. Add a splash of joy to your day with Skittles. There's nothing better than fruity fun that tickles your taste buds. Taste the rainbow.
You better save it. Yes. Oh, stop, stop, stop. You better save it.
Oh, doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. When we played gag and drag school, you wanted to be it. But chasing boys was just a fad. You crossed your heart, you quit. When we grew up, we traded. You promised for my ring. Now just like back in grade school, you're doing the same old thing.
Stop the love you say maybe you're old. Darling, take it slow. Or someday you'll be all alone.
La,
you
la,
better
la,
stop
la,
the love you say maybe you're old. Darling, look both ways before you cross me. You're headed for a danger zone.
I'm the one to get you. I'm the one you need.
Those other guys will put you down as soon as they succeed.
They'll ruin your reputation. They'll label you a flirt.
The way they talk about you, they'll turn your name to dirt.
The respectability politics in that song are crazy.
Beneath the apple tree.
Yo, they had some very problematic lyrics.
They do.
Very problematic.
I don't even realize it until I go back and sing the songs. And I'm like, what a cute way of being a terrorist. Praise the Lord, niggas.
Praise the Lord, niggas. And welcome back. We are glad to be back. We're headed into the last quarter of 2023, and the world is still ghetto.
Huh? Always and always. Woo. And forever.
Wow, what a time. What a time. How are you doing, sister? How are you?
You know, I, full disclosure, the break wasn't a break from life. It was just a break from recording.
Fair.
But it was necessary and it was needed, and I will not complain. I will be grateful.
Yes.
I've been digging into gratitude with Noah, you know, and the real meaning of gratitude.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that I'm practicing everything that's coming out of my mouth.
Love that.
How are you?
I too am in my gratitude season, as Beyonce said at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
We must unpack that.
Yes.
Experience.
Or in my gratitude era, in the words of Mistress Isabel Brooks.
Yes. My gratitude era. Yeah. And you know, we're grateful. Things are not what they could be. And that is both in the positive and the negative, right? Things may not.
Whole earth is gay.
Yes. I want to leave. Listen, things are not as bad as they could be. They're not as great as they could be either. But we are still safe. We have what we need. And we are still believing that we will have what we need when we need it. And all will be in alignment. All will be well. I don't have any complaints. I am ready to commit to finishing the year strong and cognizant of the goals that I've set for myself. And not just goals that are just like, you know, productivity goals, but also the goals that I've set for myself as it relates to working on myself, improving my practice, improving my perspective, and doing things that pour into me as well.
Yes.
As I continue to pour into the world. But yes, I have no complaints.
Which you do.
I have no complaints. I am well. And we're glad to be back. Grateful for the break. Thank you guys for giving us a couple of weeks to catch our breath. And we really do appreciate that. Thank y'all for continuing to ride out with us, even in our absence. So yes, shout out to y'all.
We couldn't do this without you. And thank you for our Patreon subscribers who, you know, stayed loyal for these few weeks while we was out.
Loyalty.
To reward you,
yes.
So in the words of it, whatever random nigga, to reward you, which is usually not really a reward. I have some teas dropping for you all for
your fall routines,
and some sea moss gel recipes to, you know, boost our immunity, especially as COVID is back in the building.
Covisha.
Never really left.
Guess who back? You know, don't plan on leaving.
Guess who's back in the house? Fit a click clack in your mouth.
COVID there.
One of my favorite COVID memes of all time. During COVID of all time, because that felt like of all time, was Ryan Leslie, where he was like going off with the keys, and they were like, Ryan Leslie, they were like, that's COVID ramping up before the holiday season.
Wow.
Welcome back, Brooklyn. We miss you, girl.
Yeah, she ain't going nowhere. That bitch been here.
Yes.
But yes, thank you to our Patreon subscribers. We got some things coming for you all. Some new zhuzh, new boots, new weave.
Speaking of new weave, I'm a bald-headed scallywag again.
Me too. And I love it for you. That looks amazing. You all know I love Kia. Bald-headed Kia is my favorite Kia because bald-headed Kia is Kia's favorite
That's
Kia.
True. That's very true. Very true. My little small head, ball head is back in effect. And
no, you got a perfect ball head.
It's good to be back.
It's like a nerd.
Yes.
Like
when my barber, shout out to Dara, my barber cut my hair today and she was just like, just the smallest, cutest little head ever.
It's just so perfectly shaped. And you know, just like nerds, perfect sweetness, perfect tartness.
Shout out to my mama for making sure that I have the shape of my head is good. Shout out to her.
The shape of you.
Yes.
But, ooh.
Yes.
Pardon me, I just choked on my spit.
It's all right.
Ooh, that was like my grandpa. My grandpa used to always wake up out of his sleep choking on his spit.
Just coughing.
Like, I just choked on my spit. But yes, we're going to get into a kitchen table talk about nothing. We're going to just talk and update you all about
yes, give us nothing.
Yes, give us nothing. Jada Sophia.
Yes, give us nothing.
Can't wait to talk about that. So we'll take a quick break. Oh, this is the wrong show. We don't take breaks like that.
No.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, let's move on to the kitchen table talk.
Let's do it.
Oh, hello. And welcome and bike to our kitchen table. This week it is nothing deep and introspective for you because we've been filling you all up with gumbo episodes of some of our favorites,
which was such a good, it's always a blessing, right? I don't often sit and think about the fact that we've been doing this for close to 8 whole African American years, right?
8, and really?
Just the breadth of knowledge, information, community that has been generated at this kitchen table is really just like inexhaustible, honestly. And so
Truly.
It felt good. Sometimes it just feels good. Sometimes you got to go back and roll that beautiful bean footage. Check the record. Check the record in your life, okay? Go back, read some old journals, look at some old notebooks and see how much you've grown. You see how far you've come. You see the questions that you had and the shifts in your perspectives, the things you're still working on. It was so dope to listen to our favorites again. And I was intentional about having a range. Like, you know, I went all the way back to like 2018. And then, you know, some sprinkled some more recent stories, some of our favorites. I went and checked the record to look at some of y'all's favorites too. And it's good to see that we all sort of, you know, convene around the same topic still.
Absolutely.
Love that for
us. So I hope that you all were full and nourished from the gumbo episodes. And tied over until we got back with some fresh footage. And with that being said, we're just going to catch up on the last couple weeks. What's been going on with you?
I have been traveling.
You have boots, actually.
Boots. And I'm not quite finished. But, you know, I just have accepted that this is the season that I'm in life. And I'm okay with that. It's not bad. It's good. It's something that I enjoy, even though it can be something that can be exhausting. And I do miss, because, you know, I miss my space. But it's a blessing to be able to do what I do and to just get outside and travel again. I used to travel a lot before Covisha. Now it's starting to feel like I am back, but in a new way, in a better way. So I've been traveling for work, I hosted my first solo partner meetings.
I did
in Seattle in August.
And how did
I had two concurrent partner meetings. And you know how we talked about it on the episodes, like the getting to know us episodes, but as a program officer, right? I manage these investments and we have partners all over the country that are helping us implement this strategy. And our partner meetings are time for us to really sit with our partners, hear from them, understand what the landscape is, what they need, how best we can support them, and to try to mobilize around making sure that they are properly positioned and resourced to do what we are contracting them to do. And so it's a intense sort of few days, but you get a lot of information. And so, you know, I got through those meetings, planning those meetings. Shout out to my team, my awesome team, you know, supporting the planning and implementation of those meetings. I can't take any credit for the logistics, but content wise, we got together, we had good meetings. And, you know, I've been on the road doing my job, and I feel blessed to be able to to do it, to be connected to folks who are on the ground doing great work. And I'm grateful to be the person that makes sure that the work gets done. It's so that feels good. I've been traveling. I've spent a little bit of time with family. I've also had some sister time with you and the girls.
Yes.
We will get to that. And then I had a small little couple of day. I call it a Kia treat.
Okay.
A Kia treat.
I like that.
An event that I had to attend in LA and decided to take 2-3 days to just, you know, try to recharge my battery. I rested. I ate well. I sort of did things at my leisure, did some shopping, did some sightseeing, and, you know, just tried to fill my cup up because, you know, we got more work to do in the fall, and I'm really trying to work against that old nasty burnout that can come and creep up on your neck sometimes. But
And it does it ever just creep all of a sudden? Creep. A mosquito bite.
Yes, like I'm exhausted. Whoa. But
where did that come from? When did I eat corn?
that's what I've been up to, just working and working out. Y'all see me, I'm in the gym.
You've been in the gym.
You see
okay?
my arms?
You are
it started to arm a little bit.
Oh, I see the arms arming. I see the arms arming. It's giving Chung Li, okay? It's giving Street Fighter. I love that.
I'm very grateful. And we're working on getting Maya from my gym on the show. Hopefully we can work that out this fall.
Yes, I'm very excited for that, yes. actually. I'm
and this has been, you know, I've been telling you, I've been on a journey to just sort of reframe my relationship with exercise and my body just in general. And it's a slow burn, but I feel like it is working and I'm starting to feel like I'm forming habits and changing my outlook and understanding of what my body is, how it functions, and embracing it. And I'm not focusing on losing weight, but I am trying to love my body in every iteration of its development.
I know.
And I do have a goal. You know, my birthday is coming and I just want to look the best I've ever looked. That's my goal. Whatever that means, whether it is bigger, smaller, all of that. I just want to look and feel the best that I've ever looked and felt on my 41st birthday, which is fastly approaching.
I'm not mad. Yes, it is coming soon. Can't wait to figure out what
and
the
speaking
deets
of
are.
Birthdays. As you all know, by the time you all hear this episode, we are celebrating JT. JT season is upon us again.
Okay.
Happy birthday, sister. My sister's birthday. Sister. How are you feeling? Catch me up. What has been on your, what have you been doing this summer? And how are we celebrating JT 2023?
Well, for those who give a fuck, you know, there are six planets in retrograde.
Yes.
And there's been so many things going on. And so energetically, things have been wonky. Mm. But I feel a leveling that has set in. Mm. And it was really nice to have these couple of weeks to just kind of focus, you know, on things, on other things. Really been in mom bag since I got back from our sister time, which we can talk about together. Really, you know, just trying to spend as much time
back
with Noah as
season.
I can.
Yes.
It's back to school season today as we record, which it is the official first day of school.
Oh, wow.
Really?
A Friday?
God. Yeah, I know. It's very weird. I know. I keep saying, and you know what it also is? A teaser. Because... I got me back and here you all go. And like, it's like, yes, this Friday.
Yes.
And it's like 2 days, huh? Before I get to really, it's teasing me is what it is. It's like a little appetizer. So, but next week will be full-fledged bike. No holidays, 5 days. And a nigga is pleased.
I know that's right.
Noah is also, like we've talked about this summer, she's 10 now, which means, you know, puberty is going to be setting in at some point or another in the coming soonish.
What?
So, I mean, think about it. Think about the age range. Like, it's going to be creeping up in the next couple of years at least.
Oh, my God. I can't deal.
I know. So, with that... I have been spending a lot of time with her, you know, especially at like as these core memories, because this is where they really like have memories. They'll go back and be like, well, I was 10, blah, blah, blah. So been really spending a lot of time with her, which has been really good, having conversations. And even though, you know, she acts crazy and weird at times, I know that those conversations will be heard. Once you hit, you can't unhit.
Yeah.
So I know that she, you know, some of this stuff will sit with her later on. I'm just trying to establish, and I'm doing this for myself as well, right? Mm. Because we, as we have talked about and will talk about in an upcoming episode, as it pertains to Black mothers and the complicated relationships that
Woo!
Come with them, I want to... ensure that she feels comfortable and safe talking about whatever is happening with her and that she doesn't feel ashamed. And there will be normal teenage, you know, all of that shit. But I'd like to at least know, I want her to at least know that she's safe and is open over here, which is a reminder to myself because, you know, yeah, I'd be cringing up too. I'd be like, oh, and then it's like, but this is a part of life and I have to have these conversations and that's just the honest truth about it. And then I have to assess, like, why do you cram up about it? Because I know that's things put on me from how I was raised and I'm trying to unlearn a lot of that and I don't want to project that onto her. So, you know, it's been a lot of intentional thought in how I communicate with her, the things that I'm saying, which has been a lot of self-work for me. So that's really what I've been focused on outside of, you know, work and upcoming fall projects and things like that. That's been like my self-work over the past couple of weeks.
Wow. That reminds me, when I was on one of these planes, I watched Dear God, It's Me, Margaret.
We must increase our bus. The bigger the bus, the better the bus, the more the boys will look at us. That was my
really
book.
Just transformed me back to that season of life when all of the crazy things that you hear, true and untrue, right? And how it's just like such an awkward, uncomfortable, anxiety-inducing time for a young girl.
It is.
Because you're negotiating so much. So I'm grateful that you are conscious of that and reflecting on how you can ease. Because we know we're not going to be able to eliminate. Because that's just par for the course,
right?
No,
you can't.
Comes with the territory.
And I'm like, if I'm freaking out about everything, even if I'm internally freaking out, if I'm freaking out externally, then it's going to clam her up. You know what I'm saying? And another thing I've been really sitting with and having conversations with our dear friend Antonio. This age in particular for young black people, boys, girls, non-binary, mm-hmm. anybody in this complicated age of life, that 10, 9, 10, 11 age is where they stop being quote unquote cute, right? Mm-hmm. So like they are no longer little kids, but they are not.
Tweens, yeah.
And so society, that plays out a lot in society with how, even with us, with how we engage with them at that point, because I'm going to be real honest with you all. Noah laughs at some really stupid shit. And I know that I laugh at some really stupid shit. Exactly. And so what is she coming here saying? She kept coming here saying something crazy the other day. And I was on the phone with my homegirl and she's dying laughing. And she's like, you do realize at that age we were saying the same dumbass shit.
I mean,
and I was like, oh, absolutely.
Ridiculous.
So I don't tell her it's dumb shit. I'm saying that to y'all. But I don't tell it. But I'm like, y'all are goofy. And they're no longer little kids. And they're not. So we have to be mindful of how we interact with them because it's very complicated for them in that transition as well. And they're not even cognizant of what's happening.
Right.
But that is, and that's when notice how society treats young black boys around this age and young black girls, how we're not allowed to be girls. We have to be women and all of us are criminalized and all of these things.
Adultification.
And so, adultification. And so I am trying to be really mindful. I'm like, I want to honor you being 10 because you're still a kid. I want to honor that. I want to make sure that I'm still feeding your soul. I'm encouraging you. You know, I'm your mother. I'm this mother. So sometimes I'll be like, girl, that's some dumb shit. But I want to make sure that I'm feeding her to the best of my ability. And so it's as I'm sitting here talking to you, I didn't even think about this is work that I'm doing right now. But that really is because I've been having to be intentional about this. That has been work.
It's honest. That's honest. And I'm sure a lot of parents can relate to you. And, you know, the mind, the dissonance, right? Where it's like this out of body. This double consciousness, right, where you are consciously thinking or constantly thinking about how she sees things you know, sister. Juxtaposed to how you are actually receiving information, the differences thereof, you trying to hold space for her while you're what? Processing what's happening.
And like, the world 10,
continues to just be
like
right. And the world just continues to be just ever crazy. And yeah. I'm conscious about that when I think about all of my friends who are parents, like what must it be like to try to raise somebody in this cluster, this
one word, buns. It's just, it's buns is what it is.
What is this place? Most of the time I'm like, where are we? Who are these
people?
But
I'm grateful.
What is going on?
I'm grateful for the tools and I'm grateful for the awareness. I'm grateful for the age in which, the day and age in which I'm raising a child. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's challenges, which are things, it's like, we didn't do this. And I was like, oh, I've reached that point. But I also am not, like, having those tools and having this language is very helpful in this. And it also continues to humanize my parents even more and more. That conversation and we're going to have it again very soon. But because, you know, the mothers, ooh, they be a piece of work sometimes, especially the Black mothers when they have like the work. But anyway, let's talk about our sister time.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Some pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We had the great fortune of experiencing the Renaissance World Tour together as a sister group, as a sister friend group, right?
Like a bucket list item of life.
Literally, one of those experiences, like you said, bucket list, one of those things that will go down in the history of my mind as just an awesome time.
For the rest of my days, we were able to get 7 tickets
together
for us as a sister group together and enjoy the magnitude that is Beyonce in this particular era, which really makes it no small feat. Ooh. That bitch got you all. I said it on JNAC. I said, that bitch got everybody wearing metallics, not neutrals, not something that you're going to probably wear again. She got you to buy a one-time wear metallic outfit that you're never going to wear again. Unless you have a Renaissance themed party.
the amount of, if we think about, you know, I've gone to many concerts in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of planning and preparation.
Wow.
And like just coordination. This was an effort. You know?
Yeah.
Planning
like
flights and accommodations, outfits,
every
all of
detail.
That. All, so much goes into.
But also voice maintenance.
Oh.
She is performing night after night after night in the same body with the same voice.
And y'all, the mic is on and it is hot.
It is.
The vocal,
it's steaming,
the vocal
actually.
Excellence.
It's steaming. It's steaming.
It's unreal.
She opens the show with her ballads.
Yeah, she opens the concert. She opens for herself, okay?
Yeah, she does. Except for LA.
yes, right. But there is, and I mean, just to sort of speak to the level of the discography one of my favorite aspects of the experience is like you go on this like musical journey where we go all the way back to Destiny's Child, and we span this 20-year career, but in because the most dynamic way.
Dangerously in Love, the song, was on Destiny's Child, was on DC 3 before it was on.
It was before it was her, on her album.
Or self-titled, or whatever the fuck the first album was called.
So this 20-year career, and she does so in a way that doesn't feel old. It's like she finds ways to make these things fresh and new. There's so many amazing mashups, the musical production, the vocal production. It's like, what? Mashups. Whose mind is working like this?
So our dear beloved little Amorphous, I know, was some of the brains behind some of the mashups that were done at the live performances. I just love him and I love his mind and he's so happy and thriving. Genius. And I'm just, to see his globe is, I just love it.
Genius.
I just love it so much. It's like watching a little nephew. So I know he's behind some of that, but the like shout out to the whole squad though. Shout out to every
the band, the dancers, the crew. This is a masterful production. The graphics, the visuals, like are y'all.
Yeah. And Beyonce is loyal because let me tell you what she told us at the Jersey show. Because she didn't do it at the Vegas one. She was like, these are my first babies, my first twins. Talking about like twins. Like, she has kept them niggas around for like the last 15 years or 10, 12.
And I believe
that
they're not the only ones.
No, absolutely not. She doesn't even strike me as, that can't, that doesn't strike me as a what's the high turnover situation. Doesn't even, it doesn't even have the security of a high turnover situation. This ain't no service industry.
No.
But shout out to every single moving part for every single person who has done something for that show. Like that, can you imagine the clothing capsule that's going to come from this?
I just, that's what I was going to say next. The fashion is just beyond. And I am praying that there is some, I hope that we get like a documentary, like a concert, like the Netflix or something. And I hope it comes soon.
We are.
Because me and Toya were talking about this today. I'll just be moving about my day and I'll just be like, man, I miss Beyonce. I miss Beyonce. I just need to experience it again. I just want to be a part of that.
I'm not going to hold you. I'm not a Beehive person, y'all. Like, I have immense respect for Beyonce. I love Beyonce. But I'm not going to slice anybody's throat or fight with you on the internet with my thumbs. I'm not doing that. But I will say this. I thought, like, I was like, all right, I'm going to see her for a second time. Like, what a privilege. Like,
what a privilege.
How amazing. But like I was like, if I just had to see her once, that would be enough. I could honestly say after seeing both those shows,
I want to.
I could see the show again. I could see it again.
Absolutely.
I've never felt that way. I don't think I've ever. And I've been to some amazing.
Yes.
Maybe I will go redo a couple of them. I told you, my like my first big went on my own.
Yes.
Had a grand time concert was Budweiser Fest, 1996. Picture
it.
Mary J. Blige, Ginuwine, Drew Hill, Aaliyah, and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes.
That was a time, okay? I'll probably redo that.
A do-over would be nice.
Kanye's Glow in the Dark tour was also pretty incredible. We got N.E.R.D., we got Lupe Fiasco, we got Rihanna before, you know, she was Rihanna. We got Kanye and maybe Fabulous, which, you know, whatever, he can go. No, was he there? I don't. But anyway, that was incredible. Like, I've seen some great shows. I saw Prince live. I could see this show six more times.
This is what I'm seeing. And I just feel like the level, there's so much to see, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and I too have been blessed to go twice. But like, I feel like every time I experience another clip or, you know, there's so much to see. I went to, when I was at the hairdresser today, Tania was telling me, you know, she was paying attention to the band and she noticed that there's a woman, one of Beyonce's horn players is like 8 months pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. She is a pregnant band member.
Just up ready there performing. And I'm just like, there's so much to sort of see. But what I am most inspired by is the level of excellence and professionalism and like how I've been to many Beyonce concerts, many, many. But she continues to level up the experience. It is not like it was.
We watched her old concerts.
We did.
We went to the, we were going to the show.
I remember. And when she did that first tour after that first solo album, I remember I went to a show. She performed at Foxwoods.
Yeah, I remember the Foxwoods show.
I was at the Foxwoods show, sitting in the very last row up against the, wall was behind me.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The wall of the theater was behind me. That's how far back. That's how Baroque with a capital K I was. But I was in there and I was getting the time of my life. But to just sort of see the growth and evolution from that to what we have now, which is not just a concert, it's a movie. It's a fashion
it's
show.
It's an experience.
Like
the fucking... Even the visuals, we're talking about every aspect. You want to look over here, you look over here. The visuals, the fact that they have, first of all, she paid homage to Michael Jackson in the Dangerous era. And then, you know, given this like little robotic situation, Mugler inspired, you know, situation we get in, you get a digital visual of her legs spread. And then you go through a journey through her tunnel of her charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And it's like, it is crazy.
Charisma, it's uniqueness, nerve, and
literally, the thing goes, the legs open, and it's like, shoo, and then the Jetsons. Ooh. And it's, and the visuals are so good.
And
They're stunning
visuals. And that's going on behind you. The band is banding, okay? The band is banding. The dancers are dancing.
looks are looking.
Like fashion-wise, the looks are looking.
Yeah.
And you never know from city to city, from show to show. She's still releasing new outfits. She's still finding new ways to make the experience
new
arrangements.
And exciting. She added them damn Dubai runs into, like, she was like, you know, I'm going to throw those in there. A little dice game. Like, she's literally adding new arrangements and switching up every single show. Every single one. So it's just incredible to witness. And it's like, you don't have to go and play a bunch of Beyonce tracks if that's not your zhuzh. But I guarantee you, you cannot go to that and not walk away and be like, yo, what the fuck? And let me tell you something. She's come a long fucking way from that bedazzled ass beige bodysuit with those little click, click heels.
Listen, with those character shoes.
She's come a long, looking like a flamenco dancer.
It's
like
the growth.
She's come
the growth.
So, it's the, well, she released herself from those TKOs, those Tita Knows originals.
But I love that. And I think that's what endears us all to her is that we have we have grown up. I feel like I'm growing up with Beyonce. And I can think about when I was back at the Foxwoods and I had them micro braids with the wet and wavy hair. Okay.
With the say my names.
You know what I'm saying?
I took my sister. I was in college. She was not. But I took my little sister to go get her Destiny Fulfilled CD signed by Destiny's Child. Like, literally have been along the journey. I remember their first performance on the Apollo.
Same.
Like, they did No, No, No. And
I remember Planet Groove. I remember 106 in Park.
Yeah.
I remember when Michelle, bless her heart.
I remember when Michelle fell.
Took a tumble. Bless her precious heart right now.
I remember that clip came up the other day of Destiny's Child's Cribs episode. When that fucking aired. I remember when it aired.
I watched it on television.
Yes.
Probably at my mama's
on TV.
House. Yes.
So, you know, it was just, I remember the Pink Pussy, what's it called? Pink Panther era.
Pink Panther.
I remember a whole lot of women. The Goldfinger era. A whole lot of women.
I remember and the we Fighting were, and Temptations
when we
era.
Were like, oh, what the hell? Fighting Temptations. We remember when she lost all that goddamn weight for Dreamgirls and everybody was like, what? And she probably was also stressed because I think that was the peak of Jay-Z's niggardom. And like,
which has also continued to grow and evolve.
Yes. What? Let me tell you, that nigga's wearing beanies and sweaters in the summer, okay? It's different now.
Leather jackets in Las Vegas.
It's different now.
What's happening?
He's like, what art and legacy? Fuck the projects. So, like, it's never fuck the projects, but you know, like, we have watched them. We have them, actually, yes, also.
Yeah.
But we have been with Beyonce on this ride. Like, our era, our generation has really grown up with Beyonce, and it's beautiful to watch. And
I'm so grateful
to her. Shout out to her for shouting out all the members of Destiny's Child except for Farrah. that was really
has
funny,
anybody
actually.
Rode past the house and checked on Farrah?
So I came across a clip on the internet.
Oh dear.
Now what I did not realize is BET presents the encore. I will never call it out. I have to say the whole thing every time because Carlos King, why the fuck would you name it that? But
no, that's BET also Todd and Carlos King.
Okay, both of you niggas. Why don't you name it all of that?
Niggas. Niggering.
So BET presents the encore was supposed to come out longer than that. Some years before it actually came out. And you know who was a part of the original
cast? She was supposed
cast?
To be on it?
Farrah.
Shut your mouth.
No, they filmed an episode. So there's some clips on the internet. And let me tell you what Farrah said.
You need to link me.
Farrah was like, I was in a group that sold, she was having a conversation with Keely. She was like, I was in a group where we sold 19 or however many million copies, da 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 da. And Keely's like, but you were like, you were only on like one song. Like you.
She was in like, one music video. Did we see her anywhere else after that?
She was like, did you really? And then there is a clip of Farrah singing the Say My Name. And it sounds crazy. Sound like me. Say my name. That's what she sounded like when she said it. That's exactly. When you watch the clip, you're going to be like, oh, my God. And then, it was giving big DeLulu Lemon energy. And so that was really funny. I'm going to find it and send it to you because I stumbled on it. And now I've got to look for it.
Oh,
yes. So Farrah was on BET Presents the Encore before they revamped it and brought Aubrey O'Day on. And it was somebody else who was supposed to be a part of it. I can't remember who it was.
And I'm sure Beyonce was like, get her off.
Get her off of there. She may not say anything. Farrah also was just granted her own day in Houston by the mayor.
Good for her.
Because once I came across that clip, you know I had to go do research. And so I went to go look. And very recently she was gifted.
Well,
you know, and she was, you know, she's.
I'm glad that she is I hope
here.
Yes.
She's still with us.
I'm glad.
But just not with Beyonce. Because she was like, thank you to everybody except that bitch. She must have been a piece of work.
I want to know what happened. But, you know, I saw that also that her dad, Matthew, was at the birthday show.
Oh, was he? Of course he was. Was he there with his child?
I don't know. But she shouted out her parents, her father and her mother. And so
she shouts her dad out. She'll still shout her dad out. As far as that child, I'm sure it's very much. I don't know her. But because that ain't her problem. Like, why should.
Yeah, no.
Why. That's not her problem.
Not my business.
I'm not surprised by that.
And I mean, in addition to the concert, we were talking with Fran about this yesterday during our meeting, but just sort of like, we always have amazing trips as a friends group because we know each other very well. We know our rhythms and we're all aligned on what we want to do and what we don't want to do.
What we don't want to do. That was the amazing thing. Going to Las Vegas with a group of friends who have no desire to do too many Las Vegas things.
That's right. That's right. We were very much on the food scene of Las Vegas. It was the only scene that we aspired to be a part of.
Shout out to all you amazing yous who stopped and said hello.
Yes, it was so nice to see you all, to meet you.
We broke bread with some of you.
Thank you for your kind words and tweets and things.
Yeah. Shout out to the young lady from Mastro's. Who was with us the whole time. It was like, I wasn't going
to
be weird.
Yes.
And we were like, wow.
Yes. You. It was great.
Shout
to
out to you. You were an incredible soul.
Such a joy.
It was just, it was a perfect trip in a city that is like Atlantic City.
Correct. No objection. It was a great trip. And I love traveling with you all, and we've already decided that we're going to make this an annual thing. We're going to get the next trip on the books, so I'm looking forward to that.
And we're trying to go international next. No, that's amazing. So I love you, ladies, and that is pretty much what Kia and I have been doing the last couple of weeks. She's been working, I've been, you know, doing stuff,
momming,
slept working. Under the moon with my momming and working.
Yes.
And slept under the moon for the full blue moon.
Yes, I saw your picture.
At the beach. Yes. That was wonderful.
I'm so glad.
I brought in the sunset.
Yeah.
Anarchy is like, I love that you love that.
No, I love that for you. I could see the joy in all of your faces, and that gave me joy.
Oh,
it did.
That's how I feel about your haircut. Oh. No, that was actually very incredible. It's just, it's been a good wrap up to a weird start of the summer was weird. June was weird with the smoke and the air quality and the weather being like, what the fuck is this? But I'm really grateful that the end of summer has been, it's been full of love.
Yes.
I've been filled with love after I left you all. I came to some more of my homegirls, Siobhan, Santana, Robin, Mary, Chanel, and got filled over there. Black women fill me up, okay? Do you hear me? I'm fucking, call me Mrs. Potts, nigga. Black women fill me up. Y'all
Mrs. too. Mrs. Potts is good.
Yes, call me Mrs. Potts.
It's crazy.
Yes, I think we shall end the kitchen table talk on that note. Maybe we'll call this episode Black Women Fill Me Up.
I was going to say we should call it Mrs. Potts, but listen.
Oh, we can call it Mrs. You know what? I like Mrs. Potts. And with that being said, shall we move on to our self-care / I know that's right?
Let's do it.
I deserve
Hello and welcome back to the Black Person Self-Care / I know that's right.
I know that's right.
So, I have to say you've inspired me.
Oh my God.
As well as my hamstring. She's still down, but not out. So I still have a lot of pain, like, you know, from doing certain things. Mm-hmm. If I'm driving at all, actually, after a few minutes, it starts to hurt, or sitting down extended periods of time.
That makes sense.
But I am going to try out, shout out to Antoinette for the referral, I'm going to try out a Black woman-owned Pilates class.
Oh, yay!
I've never done Pilates. I've always been a runner or, you know, something in the crib, some sort of P90X situation. But, you know, I hate the gym.
Yes.
But I was inspired by, you know, how you have felt and shared how you felt working out with other Black women. And so I said, okay, it's a Black woman-owned spot. I'm going to try it. And so I'm going to try out this Black woman-owned Pilates class.
I'm excited.
And try to, like, take a couple days a week as I have my weeks back to go and do something that's low impact, but also will help me to, move my body. So, yes, that's my self-care.
I love, love, love that.
Thank you so much. much.
And
I'm still not going to the gym.
That's fair.
What's yours?
That's totally fair. And I have nothing but respect for that. Similarly, I think I was inspired. I will say my, I know that's right, isn't shout out to myself, is I've never ever taken a solo vacation. I've never, I mean, I've been away for work on, you know, work trips, but you know, you're not really by yourself. Your team is with you or you're meeting with someone. But when I, you know, I had an event, shout out to Jovian. And her
shout
amazing,
out to you, Jovian. Happy belated, yes, boo.
Her amazing 40th birthday party, which was such a beautiful gift and such a time. I decided to tag on a couple of days after that event. And I was going to, like I was saying earlier in the intro, just sort of try to fill my cup back up a little bit. And, you know, I've always been sort of nervous, you know, going to restaurants alone, doing things alone, being in a city alone. But, you know, I took a step out on faith and I was super cautious and very careful. Yeah. And I have to say that it was a good time. And I was just so grateful to be able to try something new, and to, you know, realize, you know, overcome a fear or a hesitation that I had. And I told you, but I would share with everyone else, I did my very first hike on Runyon Canyon.
You sure did.
And y'all know I don't outside, but I did well. I did well. I made it to the top and back down. I
love it.
I was uninjured. Another thing was also very difficult, new piece of information for me to receive is that, you know, the people walk their dogs on the canyon, but they don't have to have a leash. So the dogs just be outside. And y'all know that's a lot for me.
Oh, I know. You were losing your mind. Yeah, you were losing your mind.
But I made it. I did not have a panic attack. I did not ever run. I mean, the dogs were around me, but I just kept telling myself, I'm okay. The dogs is not paying me no mind. I'm not going to pay them no mind. And we're just going to keep walking up this mountain.
Amen. And see, they didn't pay you any mind.
They didn't. I mean, you know what, there were a couple of times where, you know, and my friend, shout out to my friend Nina, she was with me and she likes dogs. So she would stop and talk to them. And so in the moments where I felt like a dog was like, you know, I was like, Nina will have this under control. And she held it down and it was cool. Like, she didn't even know until we were halfway through the hike that I was, you know, definitely afraid of dogs, which was a good thing. Which was an accomplishment for me, because usually
that is. That is.
Y'all know I retreat. I don't stick around to find out. I be out.
No, that sister, them white people lied to me at the bottom of that hike and told me there were snakes atop. And I said, say less. And then figured out they were lying and I was pissed. But I was not going to go try to figure that out for myself.
No, it's not.
You tell me there are snakes there, then I'm not. It's not for me to be. Have immense respect. But this is your space.
Yes.
That's why sharks mostly bite white people.
Because it's the entitlement. It's the privilege.
It is. It's like, why are you right here?
You don't have no business over there. That's what I'm saying.
It is.
The sea
somebody
is reclaiming
got bit
its time.
The other day. The Rockaways. Like, because y'all be where you're not supposed to be. Like, listen, nigga, get to the fucking shallow ends and enjoy yourself there.
And the
Great Big Sea is not your home.
The sea is reclaiming its time. The sea and all of its creatures. It's like, y'all got to get out of this water. We don't want you.
They're
here.
Also like, it's hot. It's hot in this kitchen and it's not enough room for the both of us. So
if y'all got us in this boiling ocean, you're going to have to get yourselves out.
I don't know those stats and I might have made that up, but I feel like sharks mostly bite white people because of that.
Might have made that up. So we'll just add in allegedly. For legal purposes.
Allegedly.
Yes. Thank you.
I didn't put nobody's name on it, though. Who's going to sue me? The sharks? All the white people? Like,
allegedly.
Who's going to check
we
me?
We have
who?
No evidence to that effect, but we were just saying. Mere speculation.
I love that you did that solo trip, though. Kia hit me. She told me what she ate, and I was like, you better! And... It was, oh, I told the story on Jaden XD of how that white lady kissed me on my cheek at that restaurant.
Oh, holy God.
You know what? That'll be my petty peeve.
Go forth.
With that being said, let's move on to the petty peeves.
Let's do it.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Welcome to the petty peeves, the most chaotic part of the show and how we like to close things out.
That's right.
So as I started transitioning in the self-care and sliding right into this negativity, if you are not a Jaden XD listener, this will be a first time for you. The girls and I went out to dinner. And, you know, it was great. You know, I love the fact that Kia and Shariel will eat the same temperature steak that I will. Mm. That just really makes me so happy. And, you know, we were having a good time. There was a DJ in the spot because Vegas. And, you know, we're eating steak and listening to music. Like, who doesn't eat with your
sisters? Having a wonderful time.
That sounds like heaven. Until a white lady comes up to our table who is decided that she wants to be OD hype boots. And this bitch kissed me.
She was clearly under the influence of many controlled substances. I want also
so
like
many
to
cosmopolitans
here.
And probably a cocktail of pills, maybe a little cocaina, something. Or as they like to say in Portugal, cocaine
Lots
hash,
of things
cocaine
were
hash. But she decided to come shake her dreads at our table and then kiss me on my cheek.
It was so strange, you guys. Let me just give you a little bit more context. We were sitting at the table. It was a restaurant was packed, lots of movement. Music, people were dancing, enjoying their food. Our table, you know, we had a good time together, but you know, when the food comes, we mean business, right?
Yeah.
So the conversation comes to a lull, not a halt, but we're all focused on the task at hand. But the music is musicking, and the DJ, right when our food came, there was a switch in the kind of music that was being played. Right. And so he's playing our tunes, our songs. And so we are eating wonderful food and listening to the music of our age. And so we're moving, we're dancing, we're not talking, but we're having a good time. And we are connecting.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Yes. We are connecting as Black women connect. Right.
Yeah.
What happened was that this woman wanted to be a part of our connection. She walked herself over to where we were.
What?
And behaved in the most odd way. She had her hands in her hair. She was dancing. She proceeded to bend over the table where all of our food was.
When I tell you it was a collective unison, hey!
Exactly. We were all like, ma'am, what are you doing here? And I mean, again, caucasity is happening here, because never in 1 million years would I walk up to a table of people that I do not know while they are clearly eating and enjoying one another's company and insert myself.
Never.
But this woman had no problem. And I mean, did things to draw attention to herself. It was very much like, look at me. This is what I'm doing. And when we were all like, hey, girl, go on with that. She was so alarmed, and I think in her mind, she was trying to say that I don't mean any harm. She, out of nowhere, grabbed Jade's face and kisses her on the cheek. And we're all like, what is going on?
I was the sacrificial lamb.
I mean, it was like watching all of us we all saw it happening, but we did not know what to do. It was very much like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so shocking that you just don't.
Absurd.
You freeze because you just freeze.
It's like, just
this
like
can't
what,
possibly be happening you can't, right like, now. Just, there's not any fucking way.
Like they said, when there's some sort of natural disaster happening, you're often taken aback. You're trying to process what's happening. You don't know what to do. So we finally was just like, hey, girl, go. What? and we all
can you
did
go,
what we had to do to sanitize away. Jade's face as quickly and effectively as possible. But it was just the most ridiculous of things.
You know, that I keep them things ever, on me. And by things, I mean
ever
Tizer
seen
and wet
in
ones.
My life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bizarre. And like, she better be happy that I don't want to go to jail anymore. So I don't fight white women. And she better be happy that I was also so exhausted that
all
I
of us
couldn't
were
process
just...
what was happening. Because had I been in my full right mind, I would have mushed that bitch. Because mushing doesn't get you locked up.
Mushing doesn't get you locked up.
I would have mushed the fuck
and
out of that
fairness,
bitch. But
it was an assault. It was non-consensual contact
fully.
With your body. And it was not full. Okay.
I could not believe that she kissed me. Ugh. Ugh. God, we were like, go back to your table. Where are your owners?
Like, we were like, girl, get out of here.
Ah.
What is wrong with you? We don't know what you're doing. Who are you? And why are you here?
Bringing your mono to my fucking cheek.
The Lord knew.
So,
the Lord strategically placed us all where we were. Because Jade's back was to her for most of the time. So we didn't really see it happening or unfolding until it was too late. Had it been different, you know,
y'all
we
know
all
my
might
face
have been
don't lie. So
in
it probably
the prison
would have been,
system.
It was best that my back was to her
absolutely.
Table.
It was best that we were all sitting where we were.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then has she kissed Kia? I don't know.
I was inside of the booth.
You might have melted in not a good way.
I don't know what I would have imploded, I'm sure.
But you know my Jack Nicholson, as good as it gets ass, like all I could scream out was COVID, 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 COVID. Like she's like, what is going on?
We were all screaming, like, what is happening?
No. Oh. So that's my petty peeve. Don't kiss nobody. Don't kiss nobody that don't want to be kissed.
We are living in COVID is not gone. Like, Kovisha is, guess who back? Don't plan on leaving, okay?
She's on her Ryan Leslie right now. Stop.
You cannot be out here putting your mouth on strangers. Well, I feel like that goes without saying. But here we are.
That goes
having to say
COVID.
It.
Don't breathe near me. Like, I don't fucking come. Don't come by me. Oh, God. So that's my petty peeve. Y'all got to know some boundaries. Like, do something with that.
My petty peeve was for the security guard at the Allegiant Stadium who would not let me in. Because, so
that
my bag was in compliance to the policy.
Let me tell y'all something. Kia's titty was bigger than her bag.
It was not small, but the man, my bag was the same sort of texture and color as Crystal's bag. Crystal's bag was larger than mine. And I said to the man, my bag could fit into her bag. How is it okay for her? He looked at me and said that my bag was round. So like there was a mesh, they were using an index card.
Yep.
To measure whether or not the bags were in compliance. And so he took my round bag and put it up against this rectangular shape and was like, you see, it doesn't fit. And I said, if you were to just turn the bag this way, you would see that it does fit, sir. It fits.
Yeah, it was literally Kia's, it was a fanny pack, but like for your titty. It crossed the body and it was the size of a titty, just right there, circle. And they took, she had to go all the way back to the bag check.
Wouldn't let me in.
And wouldn't let her in.
And I was like, you know,
wouldn't let her in.
I blame the education system, the lack thereof. This man does not know very basic geometry. I mean, the most basic of math.
Or like he doesn't know conversion. Like that he doesn't know educated guess. Like none of those things, actually. Because why would you even try to compare a fucking fully circle bag to an index card? Like, use your good judgment and say, you know what, that if it that's roughly the same size, like it's just a different shape. He didn't do that. He did, and then she came back and the nigga was joking and laughing and trying
he
to
was like, why are you not smiling? I'm like, sir, walk away from me, because you're upsetting
smile
me.
This dick,
you're
nigga, like
me.
How dare you? I just had to travel through the fucking sea in order to go put my bag in a bag check. that can actually fit under my vagina. Like, it was the smallest fucking, it was so, I was so mad for you.
But it despite was so his irritating. Ignorance, all worked out. We were in the arena at the exact time we needed to be. So yeah, all
it's true. Everybody got the merch they wanted to get. Yes. Like,
but that man, I mean, he better never let me run up on him in an alley somewhere.
I'll never forget your face. Shout out to the young man who was selling the chancletas on the bridge. shout out to you for a very intelligent business venture.
I mean, because supply and demand. You hear me?
What? The girls, I was like, nobody better make fun of my Tevas again. Because
no, we went down to the concert in sensible shoes, all of us. Nobody was struggling.
Not a single one. And why would you? Why?
Bless
would
your
you
heart.
Wear a pair of Shein heels?
Shout out to
a
the girls.
Beyonce concert.
Shout out to the girls. I mean, maybe you didn't know the amount of walking, because when you go to the Beyonce concert, you had to be prepared to walk 3 miles. Whatever shoes you have, be prepared to walk at least 2 miles in those shoes.
Have they never been to a concert? Have they never been to a stadium in general? Like, stadium rules are pretty standard across the board, whether it's a game, a concert,
down,
or whatever.
Honey, they was out. They had dates.
They were down and out Cameron and Kanye. Like, listen, it was.
And that walk back, we had to walk back across that pedestrian bridge. We were on a pilgrimage. I felt like we was on the bridge in Selma, Alabama, honey. Keep your eyes on the prize. We was just trying to make it.
We were marching for freedom. Yeah, we was marching.
We was trying to make it. And I felt sorry for the girls who was out there in their best Temu and Shein silver boots.
Clear and silver pumps.
I pray for your feet.
I am sorry to the girls for not feeling sorry about you wearing Shein and Temu pumps to the stadium, because that's crazy. It's crazy what you do.
And I feel like we will go into this. I will save this story for a pre-show. I will tell you about my issue with Ticketmaster that I had in LA this weekend. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm waiting. You know, the Rico done got Shein, and I feel like Ticketmaster is on deck.
The Rico got Shein, and the Rico got Donald Trump.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
Rudy,
they got
Rudy
the YSL.
Giuliani.
They got Donald Trump. They got the Shein. Ticketmaster is on
deck. Wait, YSL?
For the Rico. Not Saint Laurent. I'm talking about those YSL rapping boys, whatever.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're talking about drugs in the courtroom. Got you.
Honey, because are they not zooted? What? I mean, the
drugs
man was
in the courtroom.
I just saw him sitting in the witness box.
YSL, young stupid niggas.
He was sitting in the witness box like...
wavy, wacky, wavy, inflatable arms.
I'm like, what?
Hello, drugs.
I'm like, wow. Who goes to court high? You are on trial, sir.
You are. Many people go to. I go to court high.
That high,
but
that
not
high,
for a Rico show. Not that high.
That high.
It'll never get that high. Can you get much higher? No, I cannot. Not enough for me to exchange drugs while I'm on trial. Not that high. Never that high. But shout out to y'all. And that is another episode of Getting Grown. Welcome back. Thank you all so much for joining us at the kitchen table this week. We're easing back into some really good content. We have some awesome guests coming up.
Yeah.
Some really wonderful conversations that I'm really excited for. Some fun pre-shows. Some more Patreon content. And... sis, take them out. Tell them what to do.
Before I take them out, allow me to just once again express my gratitude for my sister on this another birthday. We love you. We thank you.
Shout out to all my Virgos, Virgo Groove. Shout out to all my specific 9/11 babies.
Yes.
We deserve extra love.
Absolutely.
And, thank you, sis.
I'm grateful for your life, sis. I pray that this year continue to reveal all that God has in store for you, and this is only the beginning of your journey. I'm grateful to be on it with you, and I love you long.
I receive. Thank you, sister. I love you.
Absolutely. And y'all remember to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. We're in the last and final dog days of summer, and the world is hot, literally. So please continue to keep your insides moisturized by drinking as much water as your body can stand. And that's quite a bit, okay? Push it to the limit. Okay,
minimum hydration. 64 ounces a
absolutely day. You also want to moisturize your mind. That's right. You want to moisturize your mind because nobody likes an ashy, musty brain, like the friend zone says. But that's how you keep your mind moisturized, by attending to your business. You mind your business. That's how you keep your mind moisturized. All right?
Yours.
And finally, you want to moisturize your largest organ, and that is your skin. Okay, because we want to be out here growing in grace like Beyonce. We got to be moisturized on the outside because your black will in fact crack if it's dry.
Yes. Baby, I love you.
Yes.
You are my love.
Yes.
Bye.
A toot-a-loo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.